Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for another radio broadcast coming out of a wireless or a tablet near you. Yes, it's that time again for the James Whale radio program. Please be upstanding for your radio host, Mr. James Whale. Right, here we are. A very warm welcome to the program, wherever you happen to be. I'm getting myself comfortable, that's better. Coming out of, we come out of radios, tablets, mobiles, everything, anything, wherever you happen to be listening. Somebody was listening to this on a train the other day, and they said they got very wound up about something. I can't understand what you would get wound up about. Anyway, Rob is here, who is in charge of course, making the whole show. So if there's anything you don't like, it's his fault. People complaining about, lots of beeping in last week's show.
There was quite a bit of beeping, yes.
Well, f***ing stop it, will you?
Oh, God. Oh, dear. You'll get us taken off, you know.
Well, I thought that was the whole point when you were on the internet and stuff like this. I thought you could do what the f*** you wanted.
Yes, but unfortunately, we're not just on the internet. We're on loads of little radio stations that are trying, struggling and trying to stay alive, and you're making it very difficult for them.
Oh, can I start again? I apologise profusely. So, in this show today, there will be nothing that is likely to offend anyone-ish.
I'm glad you put the ish in.
Ish, yeah, yeah. Since we last spoke, a few more radio stations have come on board, which is always very nice, to champion new radio stations, new radio talent. And if you want to take this program, just get in touch. Email me, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com, and Rob will sort it out. Rob's also in charge of advertising as well as the production of the program. So, if you'd like to advertise on the program, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com, and put it for the attention of Robbo, and then he'll sort it out, because he does all that kind of stuff.
If that's true, why when I went on Facebook last night, did you ask people if I was pulling my weight?
Oh, I don't know why that must have slipped out, mustn't it? That must have slipped out. It must have been, I've got this terrible thing of saying things I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the consensus of opinion was, of course, that you're not. So,
I read some of the comments.
Yes, and?
Most of them are okay, I suppose.
Laylas, you've just got to go, Robbo, that extra mile. But listen, should we not worry about you? Because this is not all about you, is it?
No, it's not. No.
No, it's all about me. So can we get the priorities right? You've got enough problems living in North Wales, haven't you?
Okay, let's move on then.
Yeah, I think so. Otherwise, I'm going to start talking about...
No, let's just move on. Yeah, move on.
Yeah, yakida.
That's right.
Here's one for your Welsh friends. Achavi.
I'll go out into the street and start saying that then.
Yeah, go out and talk to everybody you meet. Well, I mean, I think you should come out of retirement and move out of Anglesey.
I have been thinking about doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be good for you bringing up a child in Anglesey.
Plenty of water.
Yeah, but, there's not very much of anything else, is there? Anyway, listen, I'll leave that with you. Anybody has any suggestions, of course. The address, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Now, there was something else I was going to ask you. I've forgotten what it was now.
Oh, okay.
No. Something I wanted you to do for my charity.
Oh, pay money.
Probably
again?
Wanted you to take over and operate the website, actually.
Oh, okay. I can do that.
Hmm. Yeah, because it doesn't seem to be working. So can you have a look at that? Can you remind me? Because I'll forget all about it.
Okay.
Anybody wants to check it out, of course, James. It's not. We don't call it the James Well Fund anymore. It's now called Kidney Cancer UK. Kidneycanceruk.org, I think, is the website. Or is it .org.uk?
I think it's just .org.
Is it? Okay, fine, good. If people check it out. Any problems with that, let me know, and I can blame Rob for that.
I haven't even started yet.
Right. I was having a, you know, I've got this new radio show, which is on Talk Radio again, 7 o'clock in the evening until 10, Monday to Thursday.
Oh, no, I didn't. When did that start?
Yeah. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, and it's a live program. Of course, this one is recorded. You can listen to this over and over again, but it's live Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday evening, 7 o'clock until 10, and you can call in. I mean, lots of people tweet in, text in. You can call in as well.
I try calling in.
Yeah, well, you're banned, but you go, well, why not call in another time? Hang on one moment, can you? Hello. Yeah, I am. I'm just recording my radio show. What? Okay. Talk to you later. Bye. Bye. Ah, sorry. That was my agent wanted to know if I was available for question time.
Question time? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not actually, but I quite like to do question time. So maybe we could sort that out.
Well, I ask you questions every week.
Yeah, well, we do our own question time here when you think about it, don't we?
Yeah, the important questions of the week, yeah.
Now, apart from all the death and destruction around the world, what are the talking points, I suppose, at the moment? I'm sure we're all heartened, aren't we? And we're all feeling very grateful that Theresa May has now put all the handling of the Brexit negotiations, she's relying on her faith in Jesus Christ, to sort that out. So, I mean, that's taken a weight off all our minds, hasn't it?
So that is true, then? That wasn't fiction that I read the other day, then?
No, apparently. Well, I don't know. I haven't actually asked her, but I presume it's true. What, her father, a vicar, I think?
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, she's put the... because, quite frankly, the way things are going at the moment... I don't think anybody's got a bloody clue as to what they're actually doing. I think David Cameron, and here's another thing. Have you read in the papers today that Samantha Cameron, or as she was called when she was famous, Sam Cam, is, that's my knee hitting the desk, is launching her own clothing line, which is going to be sold in Selfridges. I think Selfridges should be ashamed of themselves.
When you say clothing line, you don't mean the actual line that you hang the clothes on. You mean as in a range of clothes.
Are you trying to be stupid?
I'm just trying to clarify.
Look, clothing line is not like a clothing line.
It is, isn't it?
No, a clothing line you hang up clothes on, but a clothing line is something that you've done. Anyway, what are we having this argument about? Listen, let's get back to the serious point. Samantha Cameron... wife of the failed Prime Minister David, I knew it was always going to be a nightmare, has now brought out a clothing line. What self-respecting woman is actually going to want to wear clothes designed by a Prime Minister who really has made absolute... He was in Parliament for what, 6-7 years? He was Prime Minister for 6-7 years? And if you look back over his part, what did he do? The one thing he's responsible for is giving the country a referendum on something that nobody could really make a decision on because we didn't have any information, thinking, obviously wrongly, because he didn't know what he was doing, that the country would vote to remain in the European Union, which in fact probably we should have done. But no, of course, people voted to come out for all kinds of reasons, some really quite worrying. And here we are on the verge of goodness only knows what. So David Cameron, in my view, should be absolutely ashamed of himself. And his wife is bringing out a clothing line. I mean, really, you couldn't go get more facile if you tried, could you?
Now, Theresa May, she's quite stylish.
Well, I imagine Theresa May will be bringing out a line in shoes in the not-too-distant future.
Parliamentary clothing.
Yeah, parliamentary clothing. This is what we've come to. You know, here we are with the people who wanted us to leave Europe, of course, fueled on by bumbling Boris, thinking, oh, it's all going to be great. We're going to go back. We're going to have control of our... you know, we live in a small world where what happens in one country actually does have an effect in another country, and surely we know that. We try to bury our heads in the sand and imagine that what's going on in the Middle East isn't going to affect us. Well, of course it is, and always has done. And we think, oh, well, we could withdraw from Europe and then they have all those problems and it'll be fine where we are, which is the most banal reasoning ever by people who... I always used to think Boris knew what he was doing. But obviously he doesn't. I mean, obviously, it's not an act. It's him. This sort of, I don't quite know what I'm doing, but I can put in a few Latin sayings here, and everybody will think I'm far cleverer than I actually am, which is what he does. And so we're now in a situation where the people of this country, or some of them, voted to leave the European Union. They had the majority in the referendum. That's what will happen. And everybody's saying, oh, well, we're going to have what we call a soft Brexit. So that means that we'll leave the European Union, but it'll be exactly the same as when we were in, except the bits we didn't like, we won't have. Well, that's balderdash. Why would we be able to leave the European Union and have all the bits we wanted and not the bits we didn't want? Because it won't work. Because if we were to do that, everybody else would want that. So what is going to happen? I can tell you, I looked in my crystal balls, and I can tell you that what will happen, there will be for a number of years, I suppose, maybe a decade or so, complete animosity between all the countries of Europe and probably beyond, because they're all getting upset that one country is getting a better deal than another country. Now, as bad as the European Union is, as annoying as the organisation is, as bureaucratic as it is, as wasteful as it is, at least, you know, the countries within the European Union were more or less thinking they were being treated equal. Of course, they shouldn't have invited Greece to join. They shouldn't have invited a number of Eastern European countries to join because their economies weren't up to it. But then I'm not an economist. I'm just some prat who prattles on the radio or the television. Oh, how should I know what's going on? I should take over.
It's about time you did.
Well, if Donald Trump can, we'll go back to that. I mean, you know, I'm bored with the whole thing. So those are some of the things we could be talking about. Now, I did put out on Facebook, of course, a question going back to Brexit, and then I'll change the subject. We'll talk about something else. This term, having your cake and eating it.
Yes.
What does it mean?
Well, you go to the shops, you buy a cake, and then you go home, you put it on a plate, you cut it, and then you take a slice and you eat it.
Well, I just put the that question out. I didn't think anybody would actually take it seriously, but some have. And some of your responses. Sandy Bannatyne, I wonder...
Ooh.
Oh, dear, just hang on. Just hold on. Can you take it, dear? Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, I'm available at the normal fee. Thank you. Brilliant. So where was I? Busy round here today, isn't it?
It's Sandy Bannatyne, you were about to say.
Yeah, Sandy says, hi, Sandy, it's our cake, and we can choose whether we eat it or not, and we don't have to give the EU a slice of it before we eat it. Yes, Sandy, and of course, people who behave in that way end up with no friends, don't they? Greg Scott, for more on this, let's go over to our reporter, Victoria Sponge. I like that, Greg. That's good. Roger Andre, military might and the recognition of imperial trading routes, I guess. That's what having your cake and eating it is. James Harwood says, face it, we've been lied to, whatever happens. Looking forward to the show, though. Thank you, James. Looking forward to having you here. Andy Cudworth, totally bored now with it all. Let's get it sorted and totally out of the EU. We can simply leave tomorrow if we want. No, we can't. What's the hold-up? What is there to fear exactly? Andy, look, mate, half our laws are intertwined with European laws. There is money that they've given us, money that we've given them. That all has to be sorted out. There are contracts that have been agreed to pay to pay for things here in this country, monies from the EU. There are all kinds of things to sort. All of this should have been explained to the British people before they were given the referendum. the ridiculously stupid, fairly uneducated David Cameron, past Prime Minister, gave people, I'm giving you an in-out referendum, it's as simple as that, because he was scared of Nigel Farage and UKIP. So David Cameron has quite a lot to answer for. And Andy, I am sure in time you, even you, Andy, will come to realise it. Mark Langton said, I've got something for sale. Not sure what it is yet. Not sure when I want to sell it or how much I want for it. Who'd like to start the bidding? All Brexiteers, surely. That's interesting. Mark, listen to listen to Mark. Debbie Bay says, sit down, eat cake while Tessa takes off the ball and chain. It's easy. Debbie, if only it were, my dear. If only it were. Derek Guest says, I left the golf club and I couldn't believe that they wouldn't let me use their facilities anymore. Still puzzled. I thought I could have my cake and eat it then. Huh, yeah, that's a very good... Actually, that's a really good analogy. Steve Jones says, it's an ideal of the political advisers and hangers-on. All the spotty, greasy oiks... that went from uni to being political researcher. These are on the left and the right. In this case, it's on the Brexit team. Most of these leaks are by expendables used by the middle and higher management to test the water, take a political temperature on an issue, etc. Also used to temper the view on things you'd normally be up in arms about, but feel inclined to be relieved about when you thought they might have undertaken the leaked but never really intended policy. Yeah, that's completely lost me, Steve, as well, really. Do you understand that?
No, not at all.
No, that's fine. That's political geek talk for you, isn't it? David Oakley says, the only people who don't want to leave are the afraid people. People need to become fearless and brave. Yes, David. Well, why don't we send you off to Syria on the front line and you can show us how serious and how brave you are, or fearless and brave. Most ridiculous thing, David Oakley, I've ever heard anybody say. Because you don't know what you're talking about, mate, do you? You have no idea. Finally, Ian Wilson, let's do the EU is also frightened to death of us following through and influence those on the brink of change. EU Commission President... Jean-Claude Juncker, don't hold any more referendums as voters will choose to leave. The beleaguered European Commission president gave the desperate cry to members of the EU's separate superstate dream slips from Brussels' grasp following Britain's momentous Brexit vote. Yeah, well, Ian, you will come to realise that just life ain't that easy, mate. It just ain't that easy, sadly. Ah, still in the mud. Right, after all this Brexit talk, which is making me feel slightly angry, shall we have a bit of music?
Yeah, sure. Let's have some music.
Are you sure?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. And if you would like to be featured on the programme, get in touch. Rob will now tell you how.
Yep, email jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Mark it for detention, me, Robbo. Give us the MP3 in the email and permission to play. We'll have a listen. If it's good, we'll play it. If it's bad, we might still play it.
Yeah, because, you know, we're like that. And just because we think something's good doesn't mean it is.
Indeed.
Yeah, right. Here's Tilia and Golden.
Just fell, start over and
So there we are. That was Tilia. Strange name. Do you think it means, I don't know, what do you think it's short for?
It's Swiss, I think.
Yeah, okay. Tilia and Golden, quite nice, quite liked it. Now, Robbo, I don't know how you feel about this, but a fascinating story about those people who work at the Dorchester Hotel.
Okay, I don't know.
There's a memo's just gone out from the management of the Dorchester to female staff that they mustn't come to work without properly washing, full makeup, hair, and no hair on the face. Hair on the face is banned. They can't have bad breath, and they mustn't have BO. Oh, and all female staff also must make sure that their nails are not chewed and they're painted and their legs are shaved.
That's a big list.
Not surprisingly, some people have become very upset that women have been picked on at the Dorchester Hotel for this. I was going to ring them, but I didn't get any reply, strangely enough. I just thought, I actually approve. I think if you're going to go to work, there should be some standards set by your employer.
Now, you know, you say no hair on the face. I mean, does that include eyebrows?
Well, no, you know, it must be plucked properly. You can't go to work if you work at the Dorchester looking like an old rag bag, can you? But the problem the Dorchester has had, they just sent this to the female staff.
Maybe they only employ females.
No. I mean, you know, if you go to work, you've got to have your makeup done, your hair done, your nails done, and you can't smell. If you're there interfacing with the public.
Yeah, it smells quite bad, isn't it, I suppose?
You know, I had a problem with Ash on the radio show on Talk Radio the other night where I had to send him off for a shower.
Yes, I heard that.
Be very careful.
Did he have to take the microphone into the shower with him, though?
He didn't have to do that, and I was quite annoyed, and so were the engineers, to be honest.
It's nothing worse than a soggy mic.
No, and his references, rather suggestive references, to our newsreader, which will have to be dealt with through HR. So anyway, I people are getting very upset about this memo from the Dorchester. We should put this out on Facebook and see for next week, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we tag the Dorchester in the comments.
Yeah, let's do that. See what they say. Actually, you can get the whole list of things. It's on the Mail Online, of course. You can get the whole list
the Mail
of
Online.
What they have to do. Careful.
Why isn't there
they
a
They might want
online?
To advertise with us.
Oh, well, sorry, that's true. Yeah.
So I just, you know, I always shave my legs before I go to work, and I trim my beard.
And wax your nose.
Well, I get my nose waxed, yeah. I really enjoy I'm going back for another one in a week or so.
Well, you go and get yourself
haven't fully
waxed.
Grown back yet. Takes a few weeks.
I'm sure it does. Oh,
yeah, you should get yours done. And your ears, which are hairy as well, I've noticed.
Yeah, my ears. Hang on, I need a shave as well. Look.
No, I don't want to look. Thank you very much, indeed. And because we can only see each other on Skype screen, actually, I'm thinking that it might be nice if you did, you know, if you made an effort and maybe got your hair cut, maybe a wash and maybe a little bit of moisturizer because your flaky skin does. I have to cover the screen up.
That's actually not, as he has covered his screen.
Yeah, I have. If I have a little look.
Oh, you've uncovered it then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Right. Okay. Do you think it's time for tech talk or not? I'm just sort of waffling on about hairy legs. But hairy legs are not a nice thing when I think about it, are they?
Well, I'm sure they're a nice thing if you're a spider.
Yeah. Well, okay. If you're going to be facile, we could talk about the £5 note.
Oh, yes, the £5 note. Now,
that I find really, really strange. Apparently, £5 notes are, they're calling for them to be made again. Vegans don't like the fact they are made from tallow. I didn't know we used tallow anymore. Tallow was something developed in the Middle Ages, wasn't it?
Didn't they make candles out of it?
Yeah, that's what they were made out of. Well, part of the new £5 note's made from tallow, which is in effect animal fat, and vegans are refusing to touch them.
Yeah, they won't pay for anything, no.
No, I know. I mean, vegans are a really strange bunch. I'm married to a vegetarian, but she's not a vegan. And she's a vegetarian because she doesn't like the taste of meat and fish. Fair enough. I wish I was a vegetarian because I don't like the way animals are treated. So I'm that's why I talk about the bad treatment of animals and the disgusting pictures in the Sunday papers about the way dogs in particular are treated in China. Dogs that are being kept for the food trade. And there has been some talk that old greyhounds are being shipped to China and end up actually in the meat trade. I mean, it really is quite disgusting. And the way they keep them is appalling. And I think, you know, a country who treat animals the way the Chinese do need to be brought up. I mean, their human rights are pretty appalling, but yet still we seem to fawn around after them.
We should ban people from eating Chinese food until they sort it out.
Well, we should ban people from buying anything made in China. Then you'd end up with nothing, would you? Everything comes from China. And I don't wish to sort of upset the Chinese people. I just wish to educate them.
Hmm.
Because I'm sure they don't even think about it. I'm sure they don't realise that animals have souls, that animals have brains, that animals have feelings and thoughts and everything else. What are you doing?
I'm sorry, did that come out?
What was that disgusting noise?
I just adjusted my jaw.
Oh, God, you made me... Oh, that is disgusting. Anyway, I just think vegans, getting back to that, I mean, honestly, guys, come on. The animals are dead. The fat's already there. It may as well be put to good use rather than wasted. But they won't make the £5 again. I suppose vegans just trying to make themselves heard.
I think at some point they'll probably change the material, I suppose.
Why? Why would they do that?
Because they probably, when they were making it, they probably didn't think about it. It's just come out, hasn't it, after the fact. And now they probably think, oh, fair enough.
No, they probably did think about it, and probably there is an enormous quantity of tallow available, and thought it's a very good thing, and it actually makes a very good £5 note. So if it is available, if it is there, why not use it? By the way, if anybody wants to get in touch, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Let us know your thoughts on this, or go to our Facebook page, or on Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I was going to say something very important as well, which has just slipped out of my mind. Very important, in fact. Oh, yeah. I was going to say, Christmas is coming, isn't it?
It is coming, yes.
You know, and for those people who say, haven't you been... I've been heartened by the lack of Christmas decorations that I have seen on people's houses.
Yeah, it does seem a bit sparse this year.
Yes, isn't that great news?
I did put a wreath on our door the other night, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Why?
The wife, she handed it to me and said, that door, please, now.
Well, yeah. We don't. As you know, Mrs. W and I haven't done Christmas, really, for years. We don't do Christmas cards. In fact, this year I'm working. I'm working, I think, on Christmas Day. I'm doing 10 o'clock in the morning to 1 on Talk Radio, live. And New Year's Day, I'm doing Sky TV early on New Year's morning. And then I'm going on and I'm going to do the later morning show, I think 11 o'clock in the morning until 2 or something, on Talk Radio.
If you're not careful, you're going to get visited by 3 ghosts.
Well, you never know. You never know. If I do, then I'll share it with everybody.
Thank you.
You know, I like a celebration, and I like calling it Christmas, because it means a celebration to me. But people get a bit po-faced about it now, and some people don't want to mention the name Christmas because it might upset some other religion, and then people who are apparently Christians get all upset because it's just become an excuse for gluttony. Oh, why don't you all get over yourselves and just live and let live?
I've got to go to church tonight.
That'd be rich. Why?
Carol service.
You don't have to. Why would you do that?
My daughter's in the choir.
I've told you what I think about religious choirs.
Yeah, but we can't mention that on air.
Well, I wouldn't, but I'd be, you know, anyway, never mind. Right, okay, so I'm just heartened to see that Christmas doesn't seem to be quite as... I'm saying that, of course, in the shop, the James Whale shop at our website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk, there are many Christmas gifts.
Well, there are gifts that you could give to Christmas. I wouldn't say they were very Christmassy.
Yeah, yeah, no, they're not Christmassy at all.
No.
No. Because I don't really do that. I was asked, actually, the charity said, would I go along and host a carol service? And I said, it's a bit uncharitable. I said, no, not really, because I can't, you know, I can't on the one hand say I'm not really into religion at all, and then turn up at some carol service.
I suppose not. That would be a bit contradictory.
It would, wouldn't it? Yeah. And then they said, well, would you like to do a reading? I said, do you not understand? I don't do religion. It's got nothing to do with political correctness. I just don't like religion particularly. I don't mind you having it. I don't mind anybody having it, any religion. I don't care what religion you have. Just don't try and foist it on me. All the petty rules and regulations which end up upsetting each other. I don't want to be part of it. If you could all get on together, if a Muslim could love a Christian and a Christian could love a Jew, could all let your children marry each other, be fine. But no, you can't, can you? You just, and then there are different denominations of Christian and Muslim that get all upset with each other. And they're, oh, no, save me from the whole lot. I'm sure if there's a God, and I don't know whether there is some sort of, you know, extraterrestrial being out there that decide, when they eventually come back to this planet, they're going to be so annoyed with the religious lot. It probably, they're all the ones that will go, and the people like me will all be saved. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
If you're wrong, just ask for forgiveness.
Well, that's it, isn't it, really? But that won't work that way, sadly, for the Catholic faith. You know, just asking forgiveness is not enough. That's a good faith, isn't it, really, when you have that? You can do things that are wrong, and then you go along and you ask for forgiveness, and they give you a bunch of words to say or something, and then you're okay.
It's a good system.
Oh, but you must mean it. All right, I do mean it. Honestly, I do.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now, the whole point of this was, I'm not sending you a Christmas card again this year, and don't send me one.
Oh, I'm sending you one. I'm going to make one.
Send me a lovely present, right? Yeah. Send me a lovely present. Spend as much money on it as you wish, and I'll be very grateful, okay? I'm one of those people who think it's nice to receive presents. But a Christmas card, I've only got to put it in the recycling bin, haven't I?
I'm going to make it
and up. I speak to you all the time, so why send a Christmas card? It's like people at work. They go along, don't they, and put a Christmas card on a workmate's desk. Why would you do that?
Because we love you, Mr. Whale.
Oh, shut the f*** up. Do you know, the interesting thing about obscene words is they do make people laugh, don't they? If you use them in the right way.
Unfortunately, no one would have heard that because I would have beeped it out.
Ah, right. Well, you know what they say about people who do that?
No.
You're a f***ing moron.
I'm just going to... I don't know what I'm going to do anymore. Right.
It could be worse, though, couldn't it?
It could be with you, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I could have called you a c***. Oh dear, oh dear. Right. Okay. Oh dear. I didn't even know I knew that word. I've got a great story about the origins. But no, I won't do it now. Okay. Right. I went out on Sunday night, went out for a meal with some friends. Very nice meal, except it took me 3 hours, well, nearly 3.5 hours, to travel 20 miles from my home into central London. Oops, dropped something. That's because of all the cycle routes and the road repairs and the fact they've closed Tower Bridge. And, you know, it's a nightmare, a frigging nightmare. I just think we have to get rid of cycles off the roads. I'm sorry, but I've had enough of them. And I haven't realised, because I travel into London to do the other radio show, at around about 5 o'clock, so it's quite busy, although the traffic's coming towards you rather than with you, so it's not too bad. But the amount of bikes and the amount of stupidity, not only by cyclists, but by motorcyclists and scooter riders who seem to be completely unaware that they are in quite often a driver's blind spot when they're doing certain things. It's just, you know, I had a couple of motorcyclists riding on my side of the road towards me the other night because there was standing traffic on the other side. They thought they'd come on to the empty side of the road, ride on the wrong side of the road. And when a bus came along behind me, these two motorcyclists I saw in my rearview mirror, they just stopped. There was nowhere for them to go. Just ridiculous. And then, of course, you've got the flipping bikes, some of these guys riding their bikes as fast as they can, and then suddenly coming to a grinding halt, skidding into the back of things. It's a nightmare. Bicycles in particular shouldn't be on modern roads. How do you feel about that?
Some of those bicycles don't even have brakes on them.
Don't they?
No.
Oh. And the other thing, I tell you the other thing, it's those flashing lights. You know the flashing lights that some cyclists use? If you get a couple of them coming towards you with the flashing lights, it completely obscures your view of anything else.
Strobe lighting, that must be bad for some people.
Well, I was just thinking that. I was thinking if you're susceptible to having fits, I mean, probably you shouldn't be driving, but there are people who wouldn't know. And then some of these things could set you off, couldn't they?
Possibly.
Yeah. Just a thought. I just thought I'd throw it in. Oh, yeah, so I went out on Sunday night. This is a point. I come back. I should go out more often. Ed Balls, off Strictly.
Yes.
But much more importantly, off X Factor.
The Monster. Troll Station obviously listen to the show and they...
Troll Station?
They're like a prank organisation.
Oh, right. And what have they done?
Well, they stormed the stage on X Factor.
Oh, were those the people? I thought Simon Cowell had just done that to generate even more publicity for the Monster.
No, it's one of those YouTube groups that go around trolling people.
Oh, right.
Prank thing. They're not very good, to be fair. I mean, if you've watched some of their videos, which I have done since watching the X Factor thing, trying to do a bit of research, finding out who they are, none of them can hold a camera.
Well, I mean, it wasn't shown on the television, and I just assumed that it was all part of the act, if you like.
No, their footage, if you like, from the crowd of the whole thing is online. Hmm. But there's about five of them in total.
And how many got on stage?
Five.
Five on stage?
Mm. You didn't see it.
I didn't see any of it. I was out. I have no interest anyway. But how quickly were the security there to remove them?
Quick enough to get them off, but not quick enough to stop them.
Really? Mm. Okay. Because if I'd been up there, and you know, however much I dislike that performer, I'm not going to mention the name, however much, I don't actually think anyone has the right to interfere like that.
No.
And if I was making an appearance or doing something or performing live or doing one of my evenings with, and I'd want my security people to make sure that they didn't want to do it again.
Yeah, but I'll be outside selling ice creams, though.
Yeah, I know you will. But you're head of security for me as well.
Well, I'll throw the ice creams at the people.
No, you won't. You will take them round the back and give them a good talking to.
Okay, what subject?
Well, oh, for goodness sake. Anyway, so she's off now. And the only problem is she'll be doing the X Factor tour, won't she?
Yeah, she's part of the, I think it's 10 of them, isn't it, that do the tour.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm. So you don't want tickets then?
No, I don't want tickets for the tour if she's going to be there.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't even notice... Just before we go to questions, how much time are we doing for time?
We're doing okay for time.
Have I got time to talk about Christmas cards? I mean, I mentioned them slightly briefly before. that I don't send them.
Yeah.
And I was just interested, and I forgot, I did ask what people thought about Christmas cards. Connor McGreevy said, thing of the past, don't bother either, James. Well done, Connor. Well done. I thought I'd just get a whole slagging. Thomas Johnson said, don't forget 1st of January is Greeting Cards Manufacturer's Day. Oh, well, I'll remember that. We'll do something for that, shall we? Caroline White said, I keep my old ones and cut them up for gift tags next year. Yeah. Elaine Jezza Angela Crow. I give money to the Terence Higgins Trust instead of giving cards. Very well done, Elaine. Good idea. Colin Midgley said, just let the person know you're thinking of them at Christmas and it's much more personal than a message. Oh, I see. Just let the person. Ring them up. Ring them up and say hello to them. Gene Hart says, to let the people who you know and don't see from one year to the next that you are still alive. And really? If you don't see them from one year to the next, why would you be interested? Why have you uncovered yourself?
I was just adjusting things. Don't worry.
That's disgusting. I don't want to see that. Yes. And I'll tell you the other thing I hate are these round robins. Do you ever get any of those from somebody? Instead of sending a particular message, send something to everybody as if you're interested in other people's lives like that.
I get them on Facebook every now and again.
Jean Penfold says she loves sending cards, whether for Christmas, birthdays or other occasions. It lets you know that somebody's thinking of you and that you are thinking of them. This especially applies to older people who have lost close friends and relations and cheers them up. I know it does me. Yeah, but Jim, wouldn't it cheer you up to get a phone call from a friend and they have a little chat with you? You know, taking time to sign a card, buy a card, post a card. All that time, you could have made a phone call and chatted to somebody. 5, 10, 15 minutes. Janet Winship says, a total waste of money, time, and no reason. I make cards, but not Christmas ones. Rob James says, why? The same reason we have presents, Christmas dinner, Christmas trees, mince pies, crackers. It's tradition. Oh, okay. Guy Murray, waste of paper. Now we have the internet. They belong in the past. That's a very good point. People do tend to send. I got a load of those last year, those automatic or whatever cards.
E-cards.
E-cards, yeah. Marjorie says, I keep my old ones. They come out year after year. Oh, dear, oh, dear. And a rather soured Steve Jones says, because Clintons need to pay their employees. Any more? Let me have a look. Robin Moss. Only misery guts would say they don't like Christmas cards. Ah, oh, thank goodness I got one who said I'm a misery gut. I was beginning to think I wasn't really managing.
Did you get your emails this week? You know, your complaint ones and your good ones and stuff?
Julie Newham. Sky News is crap since Eamon Holmes left. I think you should be the anchor for Sky. Then I can watch it again. Oh, I don't know. I think Sarah Jane's doing a great job. I think Sarah Jane's doing a great job. Eamon was getting on. He couldn't keep getting up that early in the morning, Julie. He couldn't. So I'm there once, twice a month on a Sunday. So, you know. Sophia Andrews, I am contacting you because I did not found your email. I am Sophia. If you want to have a chill and some fun so we can chat, you can find me online at... What happens if I press that thing there? That's her address. What do I go through to?
No, don't press it.
Are you sure? I'll have a look. I'll press it. I'll have a look.
Oh, go.
Oh, I've lost everything now. Oh, hang on. Complaint here. You twit on Sky News this morning should be interesting. Oh, your twit on Sky News should be interesting. Well, message body. Certainly, presenters were interesting, but you could claim title of the most boring and miserable presenter they have had. Apart from your comments about Milner, what's Milner?
I've no idea.
No, you seem to not to have a good thing to say about anything else. Methinks you were out of your depth. Perhaps real news is beyond your capabilities, as obviously Essex Radio is all about reporting on local dog shows, fates, etc. Who does this come from? Anne-Marie Pierce. Yeah, I've heard about Anne-Marie Pierce.
See, we do get them.
Oh, no, that's good. I like those. Milner. What is Milner? I've no idea.
Maybe it was something you were talking about on Sky.
Well, no, I can remember everything I was talking about on Sky. So anyway, dear, you love me, don't you, Anne-Marie? I can tell. That's almost that is almost the letter of somebody who is stalking me.
Everyone's got to start somewhere.
Well, not with you. Anyway, what happens if I send an email back to her?
Which one?
That's her email address, is it?
That is actually her email address. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Let's send one back.
Well, what do you want to say?
No, I'm doing it now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, stick that up your windpipe and smoke it. Good, okay. Right, questions?
Yeah, let's do some questions. I've got some questions.
Are you sure? Have we got time for questions after all that?
We've always got time for questions.
Have we? All got, you know, because there is... nobody answers questions except me anymore, do they?
I'm sure if you asked a school teacher, they might answer. Are we ready? Are you still sending that email?
I'm just reading Thurrock. Oh right, I don't do that. Right, okay, go on. Yeah,
Sean Mariner. Why are farts so funny?
I don't know. I've never understood that. I don't find that they are funny, to be honest with you. I can't help you there. I think people who fart and fart publicly should be fined. In fact, in some countries, if you fart publicly, you are fined. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Doesn't everyone fart?
Well, now you've learned something, haven't you?
What is the fine?
Something like about 50 euros, I think, in some countries, if you fart publicly or whatever the currency is. Anyway, moving on.
Gene Matheson. Do you ever have times where you just really want to tell people what you really think, regardless of how offended they'd be?
Yes, and sometimes I do, which is why I get into all sorts of trouble. And that poor woman who sent me the card, which was completely illiterate, by the way, is now reeling from the fact I've just replied to her and told her what I thought of her. Well, that should be okay, because she told me what she thought of me, so that seems to me fair dues, doesn't it?
Right to reply, you've got yours.
Yeah, right to reply.
Rod Basher Bates.
Yep.
Why did Dirty Harry say, "Go ahead, punk, make my day"?
Well, what a ridiculously stupid question. Because he wanted the punk to make his day. I mean, the answer's in the question, isn't it?
He was having a really depressing time, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Punk, make my day.
Paul Kitchener.
Yes, Paul.
What is Sod's Law?
It's a law that Sod wrote and a law that Sod would like us to follow. And, of course, if you are a decent human being, you will follow Sod's Law.
Michael Mashed Up Walden.
Yeah, Michael Mashed Up. Hi.
Why?
I don't know. I think the answer to why is I don't know. Why not? No. That's the main answer. If you were to ask the question why, the answer would be, well, why not? But I think one has to look deeper into a question of such deep intellectual validity and think more about the answer.
Have you finished?
Yeah.
Okay. Ronnie Spigg.
Ronnie.
Why are rubber ducks always yellow, James?
It's the same way that any other species, individual species, have their own colour. Rubber ducks are yellow. It will be right. You get the occasional albino rubber duck, and from time to time you'll find blue, black, and red rubber ducks. But rubber ducks, if you have a if you have a pedigree rubber duck, and if you go in for rubber duck shows, then the rubber duck has to be yellow.
Of course. I used to have a vibrating blue rubber duck.
Yes, well, that was something you bought at Ann Summers and something perhaps we shouldn't talk about on this programme. Moving on.
Bob Wen.
Yep.
Why does no good deed go unpunished?
Why does no good deed go unpunished? It's a question I've asked myself, and I came to the answer that no good deed goes unpunished because they can't find a punishment severe enough.
Chris James, man buns, why?
Man buns?
Yeah, have you not seen man buns?
No.
They're like where someone gets an elastic band and ties the top of their head.
They tie... I'm sorry, I'm not with you. What are you talking about?
Think Princess Leia with the buns on the side of her head.
Oh, yeah.
Now think of
I see what you mean, hair. Hair buns.
Yes. Not buns.
Well, the question is, why would men want to have hair? It's not normal for a man to have hair. It's normal to have a completely smooth head like myself. I think a man bun is somebody who is trying to make a statement and it doesn't quite work. You look stupid, in my opinion. Moving on. I've got to go. Listen, I've got to go. I've got people coming.
This is the complicated one, this one. This is the one we're going to finish on.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you've left it till the end.
Yeah.
Now, take a deep breath. Don't be frightened by all those words.
Okay.
Right. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Go on.
When the conquistadors...
Conquistadors. Yep.
Asked the Incas who built those 100-ton jigsaw block walls in South America... The Inca said it wasn't them, so who did it?
Well, it's interesting. It was actually a long ago, long forgotten race that used to inhabit the northern hemisphere on Mars until, of course, the big catastrophe. They were regular visitors down here to the planet Earth. In fact, of course, some of us are related to them. As always happens in the distance of time, the dust of time, one forgets. But that's basically what happened.
Of course, yeah. I mean, I'd like to see people try and disprove that.
Yeah, exactly. If you can, please do. Please do. That's it. Listen, if you want to get in touch, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Send us your emails, send us your complaints, send anything that's that you're not happy with, and we'll try and include it in next week's show here on your favourite device, radio station, whatever. That's it. Rob will be back with me next week right here.
I will.
Check out the website, jameswaleradio.co.uk. Have a look at the website. Anything else? Have I forgotten anything?
Can I put the heating back on now?
Yeah. Well, it's only one thing to do at the end of the show, isn't there, really, to say to you?
Please don't.
What?
You're going to swear again, aren't you?
No, I was just going to say f***.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.com. jameswellradioshow.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/jameswellradioshow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.